Hi, it's Mac, and this is another response on the issues of invoicing established by Paul Omani blog on learning to say no, but the invoicing was contained within that. And Simon's Boo mentioned basically almost a delegation of getting your invoices done. And in his case, excuse me if you hear brushing sounds, because I'm actually brushing the silver sand into my newly refurbished, cleaned monoblocks before the rain comes on. Simon says that him and Yana, JN2N, agreed to that she would take on that particular task of invoicing, and thereby letting him go on with what he was good at, because he didn't want to do the invoicing anyway, did he? So, a point about that, as far as I'm concerned, is that that's correct. That's an excellent way if you can get your husband, wife, partner, whatever, the dog, to do the invoicing for you. Right, okay, so that leads me then to the difficulties within the business that I ran for those few years, in that an invoice would have to be compiled with not just labour, but the cost of materials, which has to be worked out. It's never straightforward, well, unless it's a very small job, but it's never straightforward. You have so much to take into consideration to compare that invoice, to remember all the parts, because you don't always know every part as you go along that you used on the job. So sometimes it's like sitting down for a couple of hours and taking note of how much cable you used. Even if the job is priced, jobs change and other things happen, they add on to the job or they change the job. So there's quite a lot of involvement in that line of business of getting the invoice compiled, and also having your sort of a database of parts, materials, and then you have the extra cost of things like light fittings or special fittings or office equipment that wasn't cared for originally and you had to purchase, and they are added in, so they're not part of the original job as it were, but they were added in and or have to be costed separately. So not straightforward at all, and I used to have to sit down, and it sometimes took me for a decent sized job, it would take me quite a while, and for a large job it would take me a very long while. You always wanted to make sure it was correct as well, and so asking my wife to take that on board when she already did the daily books for the business. She does books for the St Vincent de Paul Society, and she does books for her bachelor brother, who's in his 50s now. So she looks after us accounts and books and payments and bills and everything. So to ask her to take on board that kind of stuff and to deal with all the intricacies of the materials and other things would not have been fair, and wouldn't have been fair, not in these circumstances. I suppose there's many other jobs, as Simon said, in his position, that doesn't come into consideration, and so fairly easy for someone else to take it on board, and that is the ideal situation. Absolutely. So if that clarifies that bit regarding delegating, or I say delegating, but sharing, let's put it that way then. So another point I'd like to make while we're on the subject about the payments in that is, my wife has been pestering me for, 5 days now? Every day, sometimes twice a day, to pay the repair bill to the garage for the work we had done in the car recently. It's about £300 at the moment, still waiting on a tyre. But she was reared to pay her dues. The problem is the garage is not getting their finger out to get the bill compiled, because we are actually friends. The garage and I are friends. I help them out, and so they do work for me, and they know they're going to get paid, and so, which almost raises another issue, doesn't it? You know, but without going into that. But she was reared to pay her dues, and no matter what bill is due, no matter the sum, she will make sure that's paid instantly, or as instantly as she possibly can. And yet she had to go through years of having to chase up others who owed us money, through me of course, but still had to do it. But if she had bills within that period and was waiting on, say, for example, £500 coming from a job, but she had a £500 bill which she could wait to the end of the month until we got her dues in and then pay that bill, she wouldn't do that. She would pay that bill instantly. It's just, that was her way. So everybody's different in regarding paying bills. And what I'm saying is that if everybody was as true and diligent as what my wife is in paying bills, we'd never have had any problems getting paid. Or cheques bouncing, which actually raises another issue. I think this is getting more complex by the minute. I don't think Paul Manny realised possibly how far this could go. But I'll leave it at that just now. So, yeah, Simon, you were absolutely bang on. That's the right way to do it. If you can possibly. If it can be done and it's easily transferred, then absolutely the best way to go. In my case, that scenario just wasn't workable, to be honest. I certainly would not have asked anybody else to be burdened with that. Especially someone who's already burdened with enough bookkeeping. So, good stuff. And I'll leave it at that. I'll get on now with my sanding of my blocks. Bye for now.